Jordanian movie, Thebe, has been nominated for Best Foreign Language Film at the Oscars. It's a story set in 1916 in what's now Western Saudi Arabia and was then known as the Hejaz. The film's director, Naji Abu Nawar, says that time in that place was a pivotal moment in history.
The First World War is kicking off, and the Western sort of alliances, you know, Britain and France, and are fighting sort of the axis of Germany and the Ottoman Empire. And the war is coming towards this area of Hejaz. The British are starting the Arab revolt and inciting the Arab tribes to revolt against the Ottoman imperialists. And so you're on the brink of a massive change.
The Ottoman Empire would fall, the borders of the current Middle East would be drawn. But rather than look at that moment from the perspective of, say, Lawrence of Arabia, who famously helped organize that Arab revolt, or from a grown Arab fighter, the film follows a young Arab boy. He's the title character, Thebe. And he, like many at the time in Hejaz, was a Bedouin, or a nomad. One day, a British soldier comes to Thebe's family's tent, asking for someone to guide him to a well. Thebe tags along on a trip across the desert. There are chases. The group is ambushed by raiders. Naji Abu Nawar, the director, says he wanted to tell the story of 1916 the way the Bedouin would tell it.
If they remember a time and it's, oh, the time when it snowed, or the time when that famous sheikh died, or... So for me, I thought, wow, this is, if I could put the audience in their shoes, whereby you don't know what year it is, you don't know what's going on, you're just living your normal life, and then suddenly this stranger appears from nowhere, and this story begins, and you don't know what an Englishman is, you don't know there's a First World War going on. So what would that feel like? And that was really the directorial emphasis on the film, was let's put the audience in this boy's shoes and have him really experience what it must have been like, how strange and surreal it must have been.
This film is set at the very end of the Ottoman Empire. One of the symbols of that empire was the Hejaz Railway. It was meant to go from the seat of the empire, Istanbul, all the way to the holy site of Mecca. Didn't quite make it, but that's where this railway goes through the Hejaz. And where the story takes place. Let's listen to this clip from the film about the Hejaz Railway. Can you just translate that for us, roughly?
Yeah, he's just saying that's what destroyed us. They're looking at the railway, and Thebe is seeing the railway for the first time. He's never seen it before.
Right.
And the stranger is telling him that's what's destroyed us. You know, it's the Iron Donkey Trail. We used to guide the pilgrims to the Hajj.
To Mecca.
And we could do that in a month. But now this Iron Donkey takes them in a week, so no one wants to come with us. And it's what the Bedouin call the dark times. I simplified it for the film to just talk about the pilgrim's route to the Hajj,
yeah,
to Mecca, but also its trade. You know, you're talking about part of the famous Silk Road, one of the most ancient trade routes in human history.
Sure.
And the Bedouin, before religion, before civilization, were guarding those trade routes. And when the railway was built, all of a sudden they started intertribal raiding, which became very bloody, and they called it the dark times.
You and the writer of the script, Basil Randor, is that the right way to say his name?
Yeah.
You went to live with the Bedouins in southern Jordan, not far from where this story is set. And that is where you met the young character who plays Thebe. Tell us about meeting him and casting him.
Yeah, so we looked around for a year to find the right tribe to make the film with. And we chose this tribe because they were the last tribe to be settled. So all the adult men had grown up as nomads at some point throughout their life, you know. So that was an incredible experience. We went down there. We lived with them for a year in the desert region of Wadi Rum in Jordan.
Yeah.
And so we wanted the film to be authentic as possible, because the Bedouin have a very specific culture, specific dialect. So we wanted to use them as actors. So we actually cast the entire film from the tribe, using non-professional actors and workshopping them for 8 months to prepare them to act in the film. And that's where we found the lead role of Jasser, who plays Thebe, by luck, really.
And I read somewhere that he thought at first he was really shy and you didn't think he was going to really, you know, work in the film.
Yeah, I didn't actually... We had to shoot a mood board to try and raise money because we had no money when we began this project. We just went down and began work.
What's a mood board, really quickly? Just for...
It's just like a little kind of trailer for to show what the film would be.
Yeah.
And then we take it to investors and we try and raise the money that way.
Got it.
And we found a guy that we thought had the qualities to be like a Bedouin producer. So we asked him to find us a boy to play this role in this mood board. And his son turned up. And I'd known Jasser for a long time because... I was living with them for the first month I was there before I kind of found my own place. And, you know, he was so shy. I thought this would be a disaster because I didn't think he had any ability to act and I thought he was going to ruin the whole thing. Uh-huh. And then it's that magical thing, you know, you put him in front of a camera and he just lit up the screen.
You know, this film has been very popular in the region. I mean, it's been out for some time in Arabic. And I wonder if... one of the reasons that's true is because it is so nostalgic. You know, it does look back on this time when things were more pure and more simple, you know, when you were known simply by the reputation of your father, for instance, as Thieb is in this film. People say, oh, I know your father, you know. Do you think that's why? I mean, do you think people want to know about this culture in the region?
I think so. I mean, you know, the majority of Arab cinema that gets released is often dealing with political subjects because the people that fund these films, they only want political subject matters. Mm-hmm. For me, I'm about cinema. I love film, and that's why I'm doing what I do. I couldn't care less about politics. And I think that the audience has responded to that because it's not about trying to lecture them on an issue or trying to be political. And I think, especially in the region, it's been such a horrible couple of years with everything that's going on, that people want to escape to the cinema and people, you know, they want to watch a movie.
So as we mentioned, the movie is nominated for an Oscar in the category of Best Foreign Language Film. How do you feel about that? Like what, you know, you say you went down to the desert to start this process with no money. I mean, how surprising is it, I guess, that you are here now in this position?
I mean, it's amazing. You know, it's the first time in Jordan's history. So everyone in the country, it's like we've won the World Cup. Everyone's going crazy. You know, everyone's celebrating. It's an amazing experience for us. You know, it's obviously been a very tough year across the Middle East. And I often get people coming up to me saying, oh, you know, finally we've got something positive, you know, to root for, something good going on. So, yeah, I mean, we're all just having the time of our lives.
That's Naji Abu Nawar. He's director of the film Thieb, which has been nominated for an Academy Award for Best Foreign Language Film. Thank you so much, and good luck.
Thank you. Thank you very much.